In China, people were buried with folded paper objects. It was thought that the dead might need these things. Even today in Japan, folded dolls are part of holidays and celebrations. Twice a year, the dolls are thrown into a river or burned. Then they are replaced with new ones. Not many people folded paper at first. Paper was scarce and costly. Many people could not afford to buy paper, especially in times of famine. It remained a practice of the rich. Beginning about 800 years ago in Japan, people gave a small folded square, a noshi, to a warrior on his way to battle. The noshi was a token of long life. It also was supposed to guard against evil. There were different ways to fold a noshi. Each folding pattern meant something different. In the 1300s, women began folding paper into containers. The containers held medicine and dried fish. At first, the containers were simple. Then the women got more creative. Soon girls were studying paper folding in school. New origami designs appeared. Feature box, Japanese arts. Ikebana, Japanese flower arranging. The art of flower arranging also traveled to Japan from China many centuries ago. Those practicing ikebana aim for a simple design that brings out the qualities of the blossoms. They use natural materials to represent the relationship between the sky, the earth, and humans. Today, there are more than 20 schools or styles of ikebana. Japanese tea ceremony. Tea, like paper, came to Japan by way of China. The tea ceremony came into being about 500 years ago. It is both a sacred and a social act. Unlike fixing a hot drink in your own kitchen, the tea ceremony has many rules. The kind of tea used, the utensils, the cups, even the movements of the person making the tea must be just right. It takes years of study to master.